You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Monday, December 14th. What to know about the first Americans getting a COVID-19 vaccination today, the next big step in the U.S. election process also happening today, and how top federal agencies were hacked. Also, another sports team changes its name, and another TikTok rival changes hands. Plus, honoring a country legend, Apple's newly launched products, and why this year Christmas trees are becoming more popular than ever before. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, the first Americans could be vaccinated against COVID-19. Nearly 3 million doses are headed to hospitals, pharmacies, and other facilities in all 50 states. The first shipments are expected to arrive today. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities are expected to be the first ones to get the shots, but ultimately it's up to each state to decide exactly who gets priority. Millions more doses will go out in the next few weeks. Remember, the FDA gave the nation's first coronavirus vaccine emergency use authorization on Friday, and that means the vaccine from the drug maker Pfizer was given the green light for people 16 and older. As you know, this vaccine was shown to be 95% effective in preventing illness from COVID-19 as long as people get two doses 3 weeks apart. Also, over the weekend, a CDC vaccine panel met and agreed on some recommendations. It endorsed the vaccine for almost everyone, including people who have weakened immune systems, and that includes cancer patients and others with chronic diseases. However, it pointed out there's not enough information yet to know how the vaccine might affect pregnant women or women who are breastfeeding, so they should talk to their doctors before getting it. And by the way, another COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna is expected to get the same FDA authorization by the end of this week. And more vaccines from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are still being studied. Those companies will likely request authorization early next year. U.S. health officials say when all is said and done, they'll have enough to get all 330 million Americans vaccinated by the middle of 2021, assuming everyone wants it. And a quick note on that. The Trump administration is also rolling out a public education campaign to encourage Americans to get the vaccines. A recent survey from Pew Research Center said about 60% of Americans say they will definitely or probably get those shots. But the Building Vaccine Confidence campaign is hoping to get that number even higher. Of course, we'll be keeping you updated along the way. Today is a big day in the presidential elections process. Members of the Electoral College will gather and cast their official ballots for president. In past election years, you maybe haven't heard too much about this. It's usually seen as a procedural thing to finalize the results of the November election. But this year, it's gotten more attention since President Trump has been questioning the results, and this process makes it all more official. So here's the gist of it. Electors are election representatives from each state. And today, each state's electors will get together in person or virtually to record their votes in writing, then count them. Now, most of the time, electors just choose whichever candidate got the most votes from citizens in their state. So, for example, President Trump won the state of Indiana, so all of the 11 electors are required to vote for President Trump. And same goes for the states Biden won. But 17 states do allow so-called faithless electors who choose to vote differently than the popular vote. Even though they're allowed, they're still rare. So while it's possible a few votes here and there do change, it's expected that by the end of the day, President-elect Joe Biden will easily have more than the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency, as predicted. So you're probably wondering, is this the end of it? And the answer is no, but we're close. And just two more steps to go. Next up, Congress meets to count and approve the electoral votes on January 6th, and then the next president will be sworn into office on Inauguration Day, January 20th. So even though we're pretty far along in this process, President Trump has promised to keep fighting. On Fox News yesterday, he said he still has legal challenges in play, and he continued to claim the election was stolen from him. But most courts have thrown election challenges out because they say the Trump campaign has not presented enough evidence to support voter fraud. And on Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take up that lawsuit Trump had called the big one. Remember, the attorney general in Texas filed that lawsuit, claiming certain swing states had illegally changed their voting laws. But the U.S. Supreme Court basically said Texas did not have the legal standing to challenge how other states make their laws. So it seems every electoral vote in those states will be counted after all. Thousands of Trump supporters marched in the streets of Washington, D.C. and other state capitals over the weekend. They were mostly protesting what they say was a stolen presidential election. During the day, things were mostly peaceful, but after dark, things turned more violent. Protesters and counter-protesters fought, and in D.C., four people were stabbed. At last check, all four were critically hurt. Some police officers were also hurt and taken to hospitals. Overall, at least 33 people were arrested. Police in the nation's capital also say they're investigating possible hate crimes at two historic black churches because Black Lives Matter signs were burned outside both of them. At a pro-Trump rally on the opposite end of the country, police declared a riot in Olympia, Washington, where one person was shot. The Washington State Patrol says two people are in custody. It's not clear how badly the victim was hurt. Other protests from Minnesota to Georgia to Alabama saw protests from Trump supporters as well, but those all ended peacefully. The Cleveland Indians are about to get a rebranding. As the New York Times reports, the baseball team decided to change the name it's had for the last 105 years. For the last several years, Native American groups have called the name racially insensitive. So the team has been consulting them for months, and sources tell the Times the team will announce plans for a change sometime this week. So far, Cleveland has not settled on a new name, and it's also not clear yet if the team will drop their current one right away or if it'll take a while. We should find out exact details very soon. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Rothy's. Whether you need a gift for a good friend or a family member, or maybe you're looking to treat yourself this year, I recommend you give the gift of comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Now, you know I love this brand. I wear their shoes all the time, and I believe in their mission. Rothy's shoes are knit with a thread made from plastic water bottles. To date, they've transformed nearly 70 million bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And I love how they make all their products both comfortable and chic as well. They look great and feel great. For example, I know from experience that you can wear Rothy's shoes right out of the box with zero break-in period required. And with so many different chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect present for everyone on your list, including yourself. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. And now, back to the news. Well, it looks like U.S. government agencies fell victim to one of the most sophisticated and largest cyber attacks in more than 5 years. And it might be related to another hack we told you about last week. The Washington Post cites sources who say Russian government hackers breached the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments, along with others. And it's possible it was all part of a global espionage campaign that stretches back many months. Now, remember, a leading cybersecurity firm, FireEye, also reported a hack last week. That company is usually hired to prevent hacks, but in this case, might have accidentally helped one. And that's because hacking tools that are usually used to strengthen clients' computer defenses were stolen. So it left those same clients, including the U.S. government, more vulnerable. And that's not all. The hackers also breached a network management system called SolarWinds, and that's used by more than 300,000 organizations around the world, including all five branches of the U.S. military, the National Security Agency, and NASA, just to name a few. So Reuters says it prompted an emergency National Security Council meeting on Saturday. Members are reportedly scrambling to figure out the extent of this hack and to stop intruders from getting any more information. And it wasn't just the government impacted. The top 10 American telecommunications companies and top 5 American accounting firms also use SolarWinds. Now, it's still not clear exactly how much damage was done in this latest attack. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are investigating. Charlie Pride, known as country music's first black superstar, has died from COVID-19. Pride's family says he was admitted to the hospital in late November, and despite the best efforts of doctors and nurses, he succumbed to the illness on Saturday. And Pride was the first black member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. His career started in the mid-1960s, and over the years, he made dozens of albums and sold more than 25 million records. He also won 3 Grammy Awards and had more than 30 number one hits. Other country music stars are now paying tribute. For example, Billy Ray Cyrus called him a true trailblazer, and Tanya Tucker called him one of the finest people she knew. Pride's last appearance was at the CMA Awards last month, where he was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Charlie Pride was 86 years old. Social media company Reddit just acquired a TikTok competitor called Dubsmash. Yes, the 15-year-old Reddit, known for its message boards and Ask Me Anything digital town halls, is now betting on the growing popularity of user-created short-form videos. Because those TikTok-like videos are exactly what Dubsmash is all about. Now, this is Reddit's first major acquisition. For now, Dubsmash will continue to be its own platform and brand, but soon some new video creation tools will start popping up on Reddit. Apple is diving deeper into the fitness industry. Its new app, Fitness Plus, launches today. It offers a bunch of workouts like yoga, cycling, rowing, dance, and more. The new classes will be released weekly, but they won't be like the popular Peloton live streams. For now, they'll be on-demand videos. And one thing that is like Peloton, though, trainers will guide you through each workout. But here's the catch. The Verge says you'll need to have an Apple Watch and another Apple device like an iPhone or iPad to use this service. Apple's Fitness Plus costs $10 a month or $80 a year. And that's not the only new Apple product coming out this week. Tomorrow, Apple launches the AirPods Max, the company's first over-ear headphones. They have features like noise cancellation, and pre-orders have already begun. But they're not cheap. The AirPods Max are priced at $549. They're available in the U.S. and many other places around the world starting tomorrow. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by ButcherBox. And yes, I'm personally a big fan of ButcherBox because when it comes to meat, quality matters to me. Of course, texture and taste are a big part of that, which ButcherBox absolutely delivers on. But I also want to know the meat I choose has been humanely raised and has no antibiotics or added hormones ever. ButcherBox guarantees all of that. And frankly, it can be hard to know, or at least time-consuming, to try to check every time you go to the grocery store. But with ButcherBox, I love knowing that everything they send me is high quality, from the 100% grass-fed and finished beef, to the free-range organic chicken, to the wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and more. And I can always customize my box to get exactly what I want. Plus, it all shows up at my doorstep. Easy as that. And wait until you hear the promotion going on right now. Bacon for life. Yep, right now, new members can get nitrate-free bacon for life when they sign up. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about why Christmas tree sales are doing even better than usual. Some growers across the nation told the New York Times their sales have increased 50% this year. Others say they're on track to have their best year on record. And it's not just real trees that are seeing a surge. Artificial ones are flying off shelves too. So what's behind this? Well, a survey from True Global Intelligence found people are more willing to spend money on Christmas trees as a way to lift their spirits during a rough year. The National Christmas Tree Association told CNBC people are also traveling less, so they have more time at home to decorate. That said, trees are moving so quickly, some growers say they're struggling to fill extra orders in certain states because the demand is simply too high. So that means some locations might close early or temporarily sell out. Still, industry experts say there will be trees for every community no matter what. You just might have fewer to choose from, and you might have to try a couple places before you find the one you want. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.